That's called Soft Summer Breeze. Eddie Haywood and Company on WMBS. It is 11:25 and time now for the Home Care Connection brought to you by Abbey Home Healthcare. You can listen to the Home Care Connection every Thursday at 11:25 right here at Radio 59. And without further hesitation, the host of today's program, as every Thursday morning, here's Connie Slampack. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Timothy. How are you?
Great. A little on the warm side, but it's air conditioning in here.
That's right. It's great in here. I'm happy.
Yeah. You look happy.
I am. I'm always happy. No complaints from me. Well, good morning to everyone, and welcome to Home Care Connection, your source for stress-relieving elder care tips, strategies, ideas, and resources. And I am Connie Slampack, administrator of Abbey Home Healthcare, where we send nurses, therapists, chore workers, and sitters to you. So remember, home care is your choice. So if you need home care, ask for Abbey. Well, you know, one of the great things we do at Abbey Healthcare is to treat our patients as a whole. We just don't come into your home with blinders on, treat what we were sent in to do, and move on. We look at all your needs for your health and your safety so you can stay right there in your home where you belong. And one of the things we look at is, what would you do if there were an emergency? What if you fall? What happens in your environment? And so my guests today are going to talk to us about a solution that will help with some of those safety issues. My guests today are Ann Fleming and David Van Pelt of Phillips Lifeline. Good morning, Ann. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning, Connie.
Thanks for being on Home Care Connection.
Our pleasure.
Ann and David, first of all, I kind of want to ask you a little bit about you, about your background and how you came to Phillips Lifeline. Ann, can you tell us a little bit about you?
Gladly. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Network Lifeline. We manage nine county territory in southwestern Pennsylvania. And Bob Gordon, who is the program manager, who's actually had this business and worked with Lifeline for 30 years. And Bob has been a coach, a mentor, a friend of mine for 10 years. And I love to drive cars, and he knows that.
Do you?
I do. And I test drive a lot of cars. So he said to me one day, wow, I didn't know you loved to drive so much. Would you be interested? I have a marketing background. I've worked for many corporations, traveled abroad, managing product marketing and general marketing, brand marketing, and he asked if I'd want to join the company. And what the real appeal for me, Connie, was Lifeline and Lifeline services are really about making a difference for people.
Yes.
You know, it really allows people, about half of our clients and subscribers are over the age of 65, and about the other half are under the age of 50. So we've got people with disabilities, and then we have seniors who can, you know, use our services to really assist them as well as their families in staying at home and living independently longer and having peace of mind.
Yes.
And so I'm now at the age where my parents are 82.
Oh.
And so if Bob may have asked me this question 15 years ago, the job may or may not have appealed to me.
Right.
But now, certainly with the senior population in western Pennsylvania, it is second only to Dade County in Florida. Uh-huh. I really just saw that, wow, it's a remarkable technology. Mm-hmm. It's a remarkable company. And being able to be out there with people, you and I have, you know, we've met previously.
Yeah.
And to make a difference with people is really what appealed to me.
Yeah, and it really does. And I have worked with Ann before, and she knows what she's doing. She's a wonderful people person, and it's so she makes you feel so comfortable with knowing her product and what she's doing. So, David, let's talk about you. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I worked in, for many years, I worked in with nonprofits.
Okay.
And so one of the things I really... It's really great with working with Network Lifeline, Phillips Network Lifeline, is that I get to work with, I call on a lot of like hospitals and home health care, social workers. So what's really great is I get to talk with people who are, like you said, people, you know.
Yes.
And it's just such a gift. And my father actually passed away about 4 years ago. And he had fallen prior to going to the hospital, and it just, like, from then on, it was one thing after another, kind of like,
right.
You know how it kind of goes, and
sure.
Unfortunately, and then he passed away, and so that really inspires me, like, you know, so many people, they wait until they have a fall, and then it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, taking on having a help button that can make a difference before you really need it really
right.
does make the difference. And I actually, I just want to tell you that I've been married for 26 years. Just tell you a little bit
sure.
about myself. I've been married
for
26 years to the same woman, and Virginia, and she's my best friend. and I live with my daughter, Ahimsa, and her two children, my grandkids, Kai,
oh my gosh.
Seven. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And are you going to say that I don't look like a grandpa?
Well, that's what I just wanted to tell everybody out there. He does not look like a grandfather.
Thank you, Connie. And so I live with my grandkids, and they're Kai, 7, and Kalina, who's just turned 3. And that's just one of the joys of my life, just to let you know a little bit of my personal life.
That's wonderful. Well,
yeah.
Thank you again both for being here. I know you have a lot of information to put out there, and I've talked to you before, and I know it's good information and it's valuable, and I think all my listeners will certainly appreciate what you have to say. So first of all, let's talk about Lifeline. What is Lifeline? What's the service all about?
Yeah, I'll jump in here. So Philips is, they're actually a global company. They compete on a global basis with Sony or General Electric, for example. And they actually created or invented the help button almost 32 years ago.
32 years? Yeah. I didn't realize that it's been quite that long.
It has, yeah. It has. And so Philips also, while they make a lot of technology, they make a lot of medical equipment,
mm-hmm.
equipment for hospitals, like CT scanners. A lot
okay.
of times in hospitals you'll see, you know, the Philips logo on them and whatnot. But as this help button category really evolved, you know, the whole purpose of it is really to allow people to get help and to access help immediately. And that's really what it does. With the push of a button, if someone falls or if they just are at home alone and they feel scared,
mm-hmm.
they can get help. A friendly voice comes on the phone immediately, and they can share with the person what the problem is or, you know, how they may need assistance.
And that's a lot of security right there in itself, both for the person wearing the button but also for their mm-hmm. family members.
Well, exactly, Connie. One thing I do want to say is, you know, one of the main reasons that people get the Lifeline button is because their family wants them to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, children today, we may live in California and our parents are here in Uniontown,
right.
for example. And so a lot of times it's the adult children getting together saying, you know what, Mom and Dad, this is just actually making me feel better. If you got this, so a lot of times it's family members kind of gathering around and saying it might be time to have this, or maybe one of the spouses has passed away, and you know, for father or for mother, you know, we'd like you to you know, to wear this just so we know, because we're not in the area, we can't stop
right
in
there.
And see you every, you know, other day, so it's a way just to keep the family members and give them peace of mind.
Right. Now, let's talk about, you have something new called an auto alert. I've seen that on commercials. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Auto alert is so fantastic. So one of the challenges with this whole industry that's now almost 32 years in the making is that people always had to press the button.
Yes.
But what if, you know, a person falls and hits their head, they're unconscious, or they have a diabetic coma, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They may have a stroke. No, that individual, or excuse me, some people may forget to press the button.
Yes.
You know, people that may have some early stages of cognitive impairment may forget to press the button. So what's occurred is for those individuals, their lie times have been very, very long. We may actually know people or know friends of family who maybe someone laid in the house for 3 hours or in some cases
yes.
2 days.
Yes.
So the auto alert, Connie, is really just a remarkable technology that detects a fall automatically. And so for your listeners, I'm actually wearing a pendant around my neck right now, and I'm wearing the auto alert. And what it does is it detects a person's body movements throughout the course of a day, just their everyday body movements, getting out of bed, putting on our clothes, putting the dishes in the dishwasher, reading the newspaper, right? But when this auto alert detects a sudden shift in height and velocity, a sudden drop,
okay,
it automatically sends a signal to Lifeline. A Lifeline operator will call the house, Mrs. Smith, are you okay? Within 30 seconds, if Mrs. Smith does not respond, Lifeline acts as if it's the utmost emergency and will send EMT, emergency services, if you will, directly to her home. So it gives an individual 30 seconds to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do not respond within 30 seconds, as I said, Lifeline will go ahead and send someone to the house. So it's within 15 or 20 minutes of emergency services getting to the house. That's so much quicker than someone laying there for
a couple days. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Now, can you explain to us how that system works? Because when somebody calls and they say, Connie, are you okay? And I'm responding, there's a speaker system, correct?
There is.
That, the emergency responder can hear when I'm saying.
That's exactly right, Connie. The way it actually works is, the whole idea is for somebody, if they're alone, by themselves, they live in by themselves, or it might be that they're just by themselves a good part of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they live with their daughter and their daughter's working during the day.
Right.
And we find it really, that's another great asset, is it really gives gives people the facility of able going out and work and still having mom at home and not
yes.
having somebody come in. And so the way it works is that they want to be able to get help. So they'll have either a wrist-type button or a pendant-style button that goes around their neck.
Okay, so you have options.
Exactly, right.
If you don't mm-hmm. want the pendant, okay.
Mm-hmm. And if so, and they can be, maybe they're out and taking the trash out or uh-huh. at night, or they're out into the garden. There was just a lady, just had a call the other day where a lady was, she had just gone out, just finished up doing her gardening, and she stayed out. She was thinking, I knew I was out there a little bit too late. And on the way in, she tripped on some garden tools, uh-huh. It's just starting to get dark.
Uh-huh.
And so it'll work around 300 feet. And
okay.
if they're, say they're in the basement, they're walking down the steps to take the laundry out, they have their button on. If they fall, they'll push their button. That communicates to the communicator, which might be, say, on the kitchen cabinet or the kitchen counter. And then a Lifeline operator will come on, an actual person, and they'll already know their name and a brief medical history, which is really important. And they'll say, hello, Mary, or whatever the name is, do you need help? And so they're connected with a person. And it might be that they'll follow the instructions. It might be as simple as, like, maybe the next-door neighbor will be mm-hmm. the first person who will respond. That'll be a responder. Or it could be that the EMS, the local EMS.
Okay. So you have options there also that there are contact people involved. If you're responding to my button and I'm not responding to you, call these people. Is that correct?
Exactly, yeah. That'll all be handled. When we have a Network Lifeline, we always have an installer come in. And the installer is somebody who's really, knows how to be with people. It's mm-hmm. not like a utility man coming
yeah.
with a belt. And it's usually a woman, because we find that women, people feel more comfortable with women.
Yes.
And their job is to make sure that it works. They're gonna have them test the button when they're there,
mm-hmm.
and have it make sure that it's viable and they can hear it all over the house. They'll test it.
Right. Well, I'm going to go to commercial break right now. But before I go, I want to several times through the show give your information. If somebody needs to get in touch with you or needs more information about what we're talking about today, do you have a number that they can call?
I've got a toll-free number, Connie.
Great.
For listeners that might have questions of any type, just to get any concerns or questions answered, they can call toll-free 800-242-1306
mm-hmm.
and they would dial extension 4938, extension 4938.
Okay. Thank you, Annie. And we'll repeat that again, but we'll go to commercial now and we'll be right back.
It's a beautiful day in Pennsylvania.
Do you remember those familiar and most famous words of Pete Wambach in years gone by? Hi, I'm Connie Slampak, administrator of Abbey Home Health Care and Services. What an outlook on life Mr. Wambach encouraged us Pennsylvanians to greet each new day with. It's a beautiful day in Pennsylvania is an attitude that we could all choose, just as Pete Wambach did each day. And you know, we're still free to make that choice today. And speaking of choices, did you know you're free to choose the home care and service provider most preferred in this area since 1984? That's right. Abbey Home Health Care and Services has been taking good care of folks just like you for almost 30 years now. So when you're in need of care, choose the leader in home care services with an old-fashioned flair. Call 724-439-0667 to choose Abbey. And remember, it is a beautiful day here in Pennsylvania. Good morning and welcome back to Home Care Connection. I'm Connie Slampak, administrator of Abbey Home Health Care, and I'm here today with Ann Fleming and David Bampelt, who are with Phillips Lifeline, and we're talking about your safety. And I have to say, I have both patients and relatives who use this, and it is invaluable. And Annie, I know that you've got 100 stories about how valuable this service is.
We were talking about auto alert before we went to commercial break, and we heard from a mother-daughter about 2 weeks ago. They're in the area. They live in a duplex. The mother lives upstairs. The daughter lives downstairs. Uh-huh. And what had happened, unbeknown to the daughter, upstairs the mother had gotten out of bed, and she fell between her bed and the nightstand next to it.
Yeah.
She got herself wedged, so she actually couldn't press the button. But she had auto alert on, and about 10 minutes later, the daughter was downstairs watching television, didn't know any of this was going on, a knock at the door. It's EMS, and she's like, oh, why are you guys here? And they're like, oh, we got a call that we were to be here. And she's like, no, everyone's fine in this house. And the gentleman from EMS said, really, are you sure? They went upstairs, and there was the mother wedged between these two,
for
she had fallen. And because of auto alert, it automatically sent the signal, even though she couldn't press the button. And so our program manager, Bob Gordon, got a call from the daughter like, oh, my goodness, I had no idea that my mother was in any type of peril.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes you feel, because I am close, like you said, a duplex upstairs and downstairs, that I've got my eye on her and she's upstairs asleep and everything's fine. And that's not always necessarily true. What a wonderful story. Well, let's talk about who might be a good candidate for the Lifeline services. What kind of people are candidates for that?
Well, generally, you know, actually, people, seniors, of course, who are like 80 years or older, actually fall, at least half the seniors that are 80 or years of older will fall one time this year. And Annie, wasn't it, you were just saying that every 6 seconds, a senior in America will fall.
Every 6 seconds?
Every 6 seconds.
13.3 million seniors fall each year. And just if you break that down to David's point, that's one every 6 seconds.
And as you mentioned before, David, that's very traumatic because as you get older, our bones don't handle falls very well. And sometimes that leads to medical problems that it's hard to get over.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, of course, when we start having medical problems, that's when we start having multiple medications. And
yes.
That's another person who would be a candidate. Is a loved one, you know, is mom or dad or my grandfather, are they taking a lot of multiple medications?
Yes.
So that's also somebody who could be a candidate. And, so of course, someone who has impaired vision, you know, because mm-hmm. the vision is... It's, of course, a big thing of being able to see where you're going. A lot of times people will fall. We actually, Annie and I, we make a presentation a lot at different organizations around in Allegheny County and the other counties, talking about, like, why people have falls. And one of the reasons people fall is, you know, they don't take on getting their eyes checked, like, every year. and so the vision's impaired. Or they're carrying a laundry basket down the steps, down the basement, and they trip over something on the steps.
Been there, done that. I did the laundry basket thing right down the steps.
I live with my grandkids, and so it's amazing how many toys are in the hallway. Yeah. You know, it's like an obstacle course.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's many different reasons, and somebody might be a candidate. And a lot of times what happens is we get calls from people. They're like, you know, I want my grandpap to get on this, but he just won't do it, you know. And I don't know if it's something from, you know, hard to be contributed to, you know, like I'll do it on my own.
Exactly.
But actually, the whole philosophy of the Help Button helps people live independently and stay in their homes longer.
Exactly.
And so we actually get calls sometimes from like a granddaughter or a daughter or our son and say, what can I say to my mom or dad, you know, to have them get on this? And we coach them that it's like, you know, it makes a difference, you know, like, Mom, I know you say you don't need this, but this will make a difference for me.
Right.
You know, I'll have peace of mind.
And I was actually going to ask you about that is, you know, what kind of resistance you run into, because I know personally there have been family members that say, no, I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. And truly, you do. You do. And it's for your safety and for the peace of mind, you know, of your loved ones. But you must run into all kinds of good excuses why they don't need a lifeline.
Oh, yes.
Other candidates, you're asking about candidates, Connie. I just wanted to add a little bit to that. Even in this area, we work with, as I mentioned, about 50% of the people that we work with are under the age of 50. And a lot of those folks have disabilities, maybe the early onset of Parkinson's.
Yes.
Or MS, for example. Fayette County, I was speaking to one of the directors locally, and Fayette County has the highest rate of diabetes in the state of Pennsylvania as a county, and I believe that number is 12.4% of all adults have diabetes. And so something like the auto alert, where if they fall, if they would go into shock, diabetic shock, it would be something for someone with diabetes, for example. Another category would be someone living in a high-risk area. Again, a lot of people get the button. They may or may not fall. It may be just to get help. They may hear a noise outside. If somebody lives by themselves, for example, sometimes we hear things that can be scary, let alone if someone is, you know, 79 or 82 or 85 years old and they live by themselves, it can be scary. And then there's another group. It's a smaller group, but more latchkey children. Maybe they're being raised by a single parent, for example.
Yes.
And again, the Lifeline service, as David said, really just works around the home. Mm-hmm. Can't go to the mall or a restaurant and have it work. But so for younger people, sometimes a parent gets it for them just so that if they're at home for a couple hours by themselves, they might be, you know, 12 or, you know, 14 years old, but just so that they'd be able to get help in case they needed it during those hours when they're by themselves.
And that's a wonderful idea. I would have never thought about that, but that is, you know, a great asset to know that when your child comes home from school and you're not quite there yet, that they have access to that button and that they're safe at home. That's wonderful.
Yeah, being safe is also a big aspect of it.
We
got a call from a gentleman, and he actually, this is just a couple years ago in Allegheny County, and he woke up and there was somebody, this is an elderly gentleman, somebody was going through his drawers in the middle of the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he was like, who are you? What are you doing? And he's like, go. And the fellow said, just go back to bed. Don't worry about it. And he lay there for a minute and all of a sudden went, oh, I've got my button on.
Ah.
And so he pushed his button. And of course, it comes on and very loudly says three times, your help call is in process. Your help call is in process.
Ah.
And sure enough, the intruder got afraid and took off, and they caught him down the block, and he had been actually targeting elderly people. So
that's wonderful.
And sometimes
safety
people,
is a big thing.
Exactly. Sometimes people just want to know that, you know, they can talk to somebody.
Right. That there are ears out there.
Exactly.
Right.
They're you know, might hear a noise. And so just to be able to communicate. And also that the system works also as like a speakerphone.
Okay.
So sometimes we have people who are severely disabled, mm-hmm. and they can't actually make the call. So they'll actually will call, they'll push their button, and the Lifeline representative will come on and say, "Hello, Mary, do you need help?" And she'll say, "Yes, could you please call my sister and have her call me?"
Oh, wonderful.
So it's not, yeah, it's not just it's for emergency.
Medical, yeah, mm-hmm. it's for safety. Okay. Well, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. When it comes to your good health, Abbey Home Care is the choice for you. Abbey provides nurses, aides, and therapists, too. Abbey makes house calls? Sure they do. Abbey Home Care is the choice for you. When you're at home and you need good care, depend on Abbey to be right there. Be sure to choose Abbey whatever you do. Abbey Home Care is the choice for you. Call 724-439-ABBEY. That's 2229. Abbey Home Care is the choice for you. That's a 724 and a 439. Now ABBY, that's 2229. Abbey Home Care is the choice for you. Good morning and welcome back to Home Care Connection. I'm Connie Slampak, administrator of Abbey Home Healthcare, and I'm here today with Ann Fleming and David Van Pelt, and we're talking about Philips Lifeline and what a valuable service it is. But before we move on, I'd like you to give the phone number again, please, in case anybody needs to get in touch if they have more questions or are interested in the Lifeline service.
Sure. That number toll-free is 800-242-1306, and then they would dial extension 4938, 4938.
Great, thank you. Well, one of the things I want to talk about in the remaining time that we have is everybody, I'm sure there's nobody out there who doesn't think that this is a valuable service, but their second thought is, can I afford it? How am I going to pay for this? Can you talk to us a little bit about what your response would be to that?
Sure. You know, it's interesting. I've been in this industry a while now, and this whole help button category is not covered by insurance, most unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's troublesome why that is, because
it really is, because in the long run, it actually saves hospital visits, so many things.
Connie, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It really is. So it's all private pay,
mm-hmm.
and the auto alert, which helps, you know, it automatically detects a fall, mm-hmm. that's $52 a month.
Okay.
So that's about $1.50 a day, you know, about $1.50 a day. The standard service, which, you know, you can press, you press and get help, that's $38 a month. So that's about a little bit more than a dollar a day. And, you know, some of the great things about Network Lifeline I just would like to share are, you know, there's about five or six major companies in this arena. And a lot of times you'll see, you know, somebody advertising in Parade for X number of dollars. But the fine print is that somebody has to sign up for a two-year contract. We have a month-to-month as needed agreement.
Oh, really?
Nobody even has a contract. There's nothing to sign. We keep doing, you know, business with people, and people keep doing business with us because our philosophy is just really, really simple. If someone needs it, they'll use us. If they don't, we can call and cancel. If you spend a couple months, a year with your daughter in another city or maybe another state, the service is transferable. It's very easy to move it from one home or one phone number to another.
Oh, really? So I can go stay with my daughter in the summer, and I can take my service with me.
Snowbirds love this service because they can use it whether they're going to Florida or whether they're going to Cleveland. It doesn't matter. It's portable, so it's very easy to do that.
And there's no long-term commitment. There's no fee if I stop early. It's just month to month.
Exactly. We grandfather and guarantee no price increases ever. Like, ever. We've had some people.
You have to repeat that for me again.
Ever.
Because that's amazing.
Like a superlative.
No price increase.
We've got some people who've been with us for 15, 20 years, and they're paying prices,
are you
whatever.
Kidding?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's just our commitment is people don't like to have price increases.
No.
And, you know, financial, you know, times today are a little bit, you know, they're a little bit challenging for people. And so nobody wants to pay additional or have a price increase 1 year, you know, to the next. And the other thing that we do is we have same-day installation. If somebody needs it set up today or tomorrow morning or on Sunday at 4 o'clock because that's when the family dinner is and that's when the family's going to be with mom, we work around your schedule, not around 9 to 5 like,
yeah, isn't that
other
wonderful?
Companies
because
do.
Many times, particularly with my patients, they are home alone. And they say, well, can you please come when my daughter's here? Because I want her to know the instructions also or something like that. So that's wonderful that you can be there when they need you. And that also, if I call you today, that you're going to say, okay, well, in about a month and a half, we'll be over.
Some people are like 4 days out or 5 days out, and that may not seem like a lot of time, but if somebody has just, you know, got their hip replacement and they're going home,
yes,
they are going to need it tomorrow morning because their family's committed to that. The other thing that we didn't really speak about is that our services are, you know, they're waterproof. They are 100% waterproof. They're not water resistant, they're waterproof. And so we really encourage people to wear them in the shower and the bath, Connie. Oh. I forgot to mention that earlier, but that is something
point.
That they should know about the Lifeline products is that they can be completely submerged in the bath or the shower,
yeah,
and that's where a lot of falls happen. So
yes,
we encourage people.
Exactly. That's where a lot of falls happen. And where would you be if you slipped in the shower and had to take that button off because you didn't want it to get wet? Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you both so much for being here, and you've given us a lot of good information. Could you please share with us again for our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they have more questions or if they're interested in information on this button?
Absolutely. Listeners can call toll-free 800-242-1306 and dial extension 4938.
Wonderful. Well, that concludes our show for today. So join us next Thursday at 11:25 a.m. for Home Care Connection. And until then, live healthy.
And Connie, we'll see you next week.
And I'll be here.
All right. That is the Home Care Connection for today here at Radio 59.
You're listening to WMBS Uniontown. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
The latest economic forecast suggests slow growth into the fall and no slip back into recession. Ken Goldstein, looking at the